McLaughlin, welcome to God's Word, Life Source Ministries at God's Word, at godsword.eprn.us. The scripture reading is taken from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. I will be reading for your hearing from the New International Version of the Holy Bible. Hear the word of the Lord. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. The word of the Lord. The sermonic selection is Break the Bread, Communion Worship Song by House of Peace Worship. Thank you.
your stripes and marks and all your piercings. I remember the order of your redemption, unfailing love. I'll break the bread and drink the wine. Come sup with me.
The scripture was read previously for your hearing. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, for you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My message today is on the resurrection of the Lord. The women in this story purchased spices on Saturday evening after the Sabbath had ended. They wanted to go to the tomb early the next morning and anoint Jesus' body. This was the way they showed their love, devotion, and their respect. Bringing spices to the tomb was like our bringing flowers to the grave of a friend or a relative or a loved one today. However, the women were faced with two huge problems. Number one was the Roman guards, and problem number two was the large, massive rock in the tomb's doorway. These were paramount and impossible obstacles for women such as themselves. They even pondered the question aloud about who would move the rock so they could get in. But nevertheless, they continued to go on to the tomb, urged by love and gratitude. Isn't this how it is today with the church's mission to bring the gospel to all the world? Are we not faced with overwhelming obstacles, such obstacles as human stubbornness, disease, COVID-19, will or will not the vaccine be effective on this COVID-19 and the variant strands as well? Not to mention all the other types of diseases plaguing the world. We face dangers in the streets of our neighborhoods, violence in places of business, racial attacks on various ethnic groups. One week it's violence on this group. Next week it's violence on that group. sin and loneliness is everywhere. There's greed, strife, and corruption, even in the church. Tell us, if you will, what can a few missionaries dare to hope to accomplish? Well, we can do like the missionaries in this resurrection of our Lord's story. We can go out with love and gratitude for Jesus and leave the huge obstacles that we call impossible to God. You see, the stone was not rolled away from the entrance of the tomb so that Jesus could get out. He could get out easily enough on his own. The stone was rolled away so that others could get in and see that Jesus was gone. He had risen just as he said he would. Mark mentions that one angel met the women at the tomb, but Luke mentioned two angels met the women at the tomb. All three angels were in white. White represents glory, as in Jesus' dazzling white robe at the transfiguration. The white hair and white wool, like the Son of Man in Revelation 1 and 14, and the white stone throne, the white throne, Revelations 20 and 11. White represents resurrection, as these angels in Mark 16 and 5 and in Luke 24 and 4. Let us also remember the angel mentioned in Matthew 28 and 3. White represents salvation, as in the white stone given to everyone who conquers, Revelations 2 and 17, and purity in Revelations 3 and 5, 7 and 9. In Revelations 7 and 14, the robes have been made white by being washed in the blood of the Lamb. Eyewitness newscasters of reputable TV or radio stations may cover a national or world event. There may be some discrepancies in the reports, but in many instances, the focus will be on the similarities of the events covered, and the reports will still be deemed credible. So is it with the four Gospels, with each apostle writing independently and giving an account of Jesus' resurrection. And we can be confident that each account is true and reliable. The resurrection is very important for many reasons. Number one, Jesus kept his promise to rise from the dead and gives us confidence that he will keep all of his other promises as well. Two, the resurrection ensures that the ruler of God's everlasting kingdom will be the living Christ. Three, Jesus' resurrection assures us that we will also be resurrected. Now I will lift up verses 7 and 8a of Mark's gospel, where the angel calls the women to go tell. Verse 7 reads, "But go, tell his disciples Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone. We know that the women at Jesus' tomb were afraid. Why is it that we don't teach, preach, or proclaim the good news, which is the gospel? Most of us, like those women who visited Jesus' tomb, fear has overcome us. We ask ourselves, what will others think of me? What if people don't like me or my friends or my family? Entrepreneurs and business persons might wonder how their businesses might be impacted? Will they lose business? Will they continue to be invited to different social events? Will their children still be invited to parties? Or will we miss out on going to cookouts and such? Some of us lack knowledge of the gospel or how well we can articulate the knowledge of the gospel that we have. There are those who don't care much about lost people. For them, lost people aren't high on their priority list. You see, apathy has set in. Then there is the lack of compassion for the lost. We fail to remember what life was like without hope and without Christ. The greatest illusion of the consequences for not preaching, teaching, proclaiming the gospel to those who perish comes from Ezekiel chapter 33. After the fall of Jerusalem, God appointed Ezekiel to be a spiritual watchman for the people of Israel. He said that if he was faithful to warn the people of the judgment to come, their blood would not be on his hands. However, if he failed to warn them, their blood would be on his hands. Ezekiel 33:2-9 in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, in Acts 20:26-27, Paul used this same expression in regards to proclaiming, preaching, when he said, verse 26, "Therefore, I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of any of you." 27, "For I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God." So in light of the resurrection of our Lord, we must not be fearful, filled with apathy, lacking in compassion, or extremely lacking in the knowledge of the gospel when it comes to proclaiming, preaching, declaring, and teaching the good news of Jesus, who is the Christ. The consequences are just too great to consider bearing. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we approach again your throne of grace, acknowledging that you are worthy to be praised because your love, promises, and compassion are forever. We come before you requesting your forgiveness for any sins committed either willfully or unbeknown. Thank you, O God, for all of your promises and blessed assurances granted to us through the resurrection of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Thank you for a true and living Savior. Grant us more compassion for those who are lost and feeling hopeless. Quicken the hearts of the lost that they may be found and be filled with your love and your hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The closing selection is entitled "Amazing Song About the Resurrection" by Fire Charger.
It was midnight on a Saturday when the announcement was made. They were having Jesus' funeral outside his garden grave. So great was the crowd that gathered at that dark and lonely place. As they told of the greatness of Jesus, a look of loss on each face. Tears filled the eyes of many. Others were seized by fear. If he was who he claimed to be, then how'd he wind up here? All I know is I could not see, Bartimaeus cried aloud. Then Jesus opened my blinded eyes, and a hush covered the crowd. I was caught in the act of adultery when they threw me at his feet, Mary cried. All I know is that he showed real mercy to me. I only had a picnic lunch, I heard a small voice say. Jesus blessed the 5 loaves and 2 small fish and made an all-you-can-eat buffet. On and on, they just kept coming with amazing stories to tell, like the woman who was forever changed when she met Jesus at the well. Hey, let me tell you my story, Lazarus loudly said. Jesus gave life back to me, and I know I was dead. On and on, they just kept coming. So great was his fame. If they think they can hold him here, someone said, why, they're all insane. Then all at once, the place got quiet, except for a hideous sound. Laughing, Satan himself showed up, just walking, pacing up and down. Fools, all of you, I heard Satan cry. Your God is dead and buried. Why, you all saw him die. Then like a mighty rushing wind, in walked the Holy Ghost. Satan took 2 steps back, trembling, surrounded by a heavenly host. Why are you here? Satan screamed when the Holy Ghost turned abrupt. The master left a wake-up call with the Father, and I just come to wake him up. When should I move the stone? Michael, the angel of war, asked. When you see the sunrise, the Holy Ghost said, then you can do the task. Watch the stone, Satan cried, as demons fill the place. Over my dead body will he ever rise, the Holy Ghost said, whatever it takes. Then the first ray of sunshine broke through with morning light. What happened next was awesome and such an amazing and glorious sight. With just a little push, Michael rolled the stone away. On the cold, hard slab of death, there the body of Jesus lay. Demons tried to hold him down as death straddled his chest. Hold him fast, Satan screamed, and death replied, I'm doing my best. Then a demon shrieked, I saw him move. Another cried, it's true. I don't think we can hold him here. We're doing all we can do. It was such an amazing thing to see, death itself giving birth. As the morning sun came up, thunder rolled and a quake shook the earth. Oh my God, I heard death say, as Jesus opened up his eyes. You should have seen the look on old death's face when Jesus said, you got that right. It showed on Satan's face, as with fear his heart was seized. Satan trembled and demons ran as Jesus shook the keys. Oh grave, where is your victory? Oh death, where is your sting? As all of hell was shaken, all of heaven began to sing. You could hear the applause of heaven as God himself rose from the throne. Death had been defeated and there was a celebration going on. So I guess this funeral is over. He's no longer in the ground. Jesus rose with great power, proving you can't keep a good man down. So with a great ovation of praise, lift your voice and shout, Satan has lost the battle, and of that there is no doubt. Now let all the earth rejoice and all creation sing, Jesus is alive and well, and forever the King of Kings.
It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign-up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R chime.com/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today, chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.